Come on, weatherman, give us a forecast, snowy white.
Tennessee Christmas is Amy Grant's latest album. This queen of Christian pop music could also be called the queen of Christmas. She's released 4 Christmas albums in her nearly 40-year career. Amy Grant joins us now from Nashville. Welcome.
Hi.
What is it about Christmas that keeps you coming back to it?
Well, you know, early on, because I wrote songs about faith, I think at Christmas time, there's just an openness in people. Like, you can imagine the corner pub, everyone's clanking frosty beer mugs, singing, "Oh, Come All You Faithful."
Yeah.
And so, to me, early on, my first Christmas record in 1983, it felt like, hey, I can combine my faith at a time where people are looking for meaningful music. And so now, all these years later, I'm still touring at Christmas time. Who knew? And it was just time for another record.
This album, it's a mix of your own music, some Christmas standards, some hymns. I wanted to listen to one of the songs you wrote. It's called Melancholy Christmas.
I post another picture from the quiet of my room and wonder who will like it and wonder what to do with the rest of tonight and tomorrow night too. Christmas is coming soon.
I don't know, this song, it made my heart hurt. What were you trying to capture with this song?
Well, I wrote the song with Marshall Altman. He was one of the 3 producers on this record. And when we first, all of us met in a room, and I played the guys the songs I'd been working on, and I said, I don't know, I feel like I've done the sort of musically cinematic approach to Christmas, but I said, what I feel now in my mid-50s is I see how much sadness there is. And even if you have a fulfilled life, I mean, Christmas time rolls around. I miss my mother so much.
Maybe I'll call up some friends just to see if they're home. I don't want to feel lonely, but I'm here alone in the snow.
I mean, I've sat in my own home in front of my Christmas tree with my family sleeping and bawled my eyes out. And I don't even know what it comes from, but I think there is a kind of exquisite longing that we all feel at Christmas. I want that song and this record to feel like a good, steady companion, whether you're at the top of your game or struggling. Because I think music is powerful.
Sing Christmas songs. Merry Christmas.
I wanted to ask you also, Lifeway Christian Resources, one of the largest Christian retailers in the world, decided not to carry your album in its stores. And some, even your own manager, have speculated that's because the songs weren't Christian enough. Is that something you think about when you're writing your songs and putting together your albums, whether they're Christian enough?
Well, first off, I owe Lifeway a thank you note because so much attention was on that my record the week it came out because of their choice not to carry it. I make the music that I feel passionate to make, and I was so pleased with this project, and I was surprised, but everybody, of course, should always follow through with what they feel like they need to follow through with.
You don't label yourself a Christian artist, right? I know that's something that you've said in the past.
I don't. I guess it's not because I'm ashamed of being a Christian. It's because I just feel like I just say I'm a songwriter. Like if you and I were sitting beside each other on an airplane and somebody said, what do? I would go, I write songs.
Even though you resist this idea, this label that you're a Christian artist, is it important to you to communicate a message of faith in your music?
Absolutely, communicating a message of love is the most important message to me. It takes faith to believe that we are loved. You know, I have to say it to myself every day, to the chaos in my head or the chatter. I just will go, okay, girl, I know how you live. You live busy and sometimes feeling inadequate. This is how everybody lives. But how we live and who we are not the same thing. We are loved. I believe that's true about everybody, no matter what kind of faith label they might have. I think we are all equally loved by the one who made us.
I wanted to listen to another song on the album. It's called To Be Together.
The last flight out was canceled because of unexpected snow. She's sleeping in the terminal with the whole world headed home to be together.
So this song has a bit of a backstory. I read your daughter got into a serious car accident not long after you recorded it.
Yes. So the song itself is really just about the importance of being together. Having several adult grown children, I think sometimes the bravest thing any of us can do is to go home. Because we all grow and change after we leave home. And it takes being brave to go back home sometimes. That's what that song is about. But the week after I wrote it, my daughter Sarah and her boyfriend were, you know, early evening drive on the interstate, and a car lost control and jumped the median and hit them head on. And I had this exquisite experience in the emergency room going back and forth with Derek, who was headed to the ICU in critical condition. And my daughter, they were setting bones and she was traumatized. And that coming home just the way you are, knowing this is all that really matters, to be together. Like that refrain, the end of the chorus, it was like a jingle, like a commercial that gets stuck in your head. And it just kept playing over and over. And I got to tell you, it brought me so much comfort, because I thought, I don't know what the future looks like. I don't know if there are head injuries involved here. I don't know. Everybody's breathing right now. But it was just like, it will just be what it will be. So it was the experience after we wrote the song that I felt so comforted by that lyric. And I thought, oh my gosh, if this song can do for anybody else what it has done for me, then I'm grateful.
How is she doing now?
They are both doing well. And there were several surgeries stretched over several months. But everybody's walking and talking and re-engaged with life. So I'm really grateful.
Amy Grant, thank you for being with us. And Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you so much, Elsa.
Joy to the world.